Well, we'll get going with the agenda for September 10th. Is it the 10th?
It is.
Wow, that went by fast. Looks like we've got a full voting staff here, so we'll go to number one, approval of the minutes. Did everybody get a chance to look at those? We'll take a motion if everybody's done looking at it, or discussion, or whatever you want to do.
I'll motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
That was easy. All right, number two, Kirsten, shelter report.
All right, start with our daily animal count. So right now we're at 119 dogs and 142 cats in the shelter. Luckily our dogs have gone down a little. We were at one point, we had 135 dogs. Mm-hmm.
What was the cats again?
142. Our past two clinic totals, Springville's clinic was August 5th. They had 77 dogs and 25 cats. The total for that clinic was 6,427. And licensing total was 2,175. In Spanish Fork, we just had last weekend. It was a smaller clinic. Total was 3,486, and 1,380 of that was licensing. Our next clinic is Payson on the 21st. That got changed from the high school to Mount Nebo.
Okay.
Because I guess they had the Battle of the Bands. And I think Stephanie caught that just in time before they sent it out, so we should be good. And then Salem's is Thursday on the 26th. And Provo's the last, right? I have that right? And that's October 5th. And then we do have an event coming up this Friday. It's an adoption event that we had a volunteer help set up. There'll be food trucks, silent auction. They have a couple people coming. I think the Bark and Go, which is the mobile dog walking. I heard they might have a dog trainer, some pictures and stuff. So we'll be doing $13 adoptions, and it's from 4 to 7 p.m. And I'll send you guys this.
Is that here?
Yeah.
It's Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Date night.
Yeah, come walk a dog.
That's awesome.
And then just one other thing that I just found out today. I guess Santa Quinn is getting a mobile vet clinic that has... Have you heard about that?
Nope.
Nice.
Summit Veterinary, it's like a mobile clinic. He was a vet at Gunnison. And we'll be parking it over by Macy's and Ace right there.
Okay.
But it'll be cheaper, spays and neuters, but they do everything. Vaccines, dentals, health checks.
When did that start?
That will open. You can already go on their website and make appointments, but it should be starting the 30th of this month.
Do you know if they're going to do licensing stuff too?
I don't know. I just, like I said, I barely found out today, reached out to them, and they gave me a price list for their spays and neuters.
And they just have a trailer that they take around?
Yeah, a big trailer, I think. The other day it was on the east side of the Ace Hardware building. It was parked over there already.
Looks like a stock trailer that they converted. It's like 53 feet long.
Oh, that's kind of... How much are those spanners? Does it tell you?
Yeah.
Does he want that published, or...?
Yeah, I asked him about it. I was like, hey, can you give me a price list just for this so we can share that?
Share it on our...
85 for a cat neuter. That's awesome.
I've seen... Some people have reached out to us saying they got quoted like $500 for a cat neuter.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
feline spay $150. That's cool. You said you'll send it.
You what?
You'll send it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good information.
Yeah, it is.
Does it have hours and all that on it?
Yes, on the website. And I put this together, so there's the website and everything. But there's an appointment maker, and they have about 30 to 33 appointments a day.
Oh.
So they're from Gunnison.
He's from Gunnison.
He's from Gunnison.
Mm-hmm. And he's branching out and opening this.
Mobile, meaning he'll be in Santa Cruz for just a little while?
I think that'll be maybe where he mainly... He didn't talk a lot about that. Just that that's where they're going to be parked for now. So I don't know if they just got that approved and they're going to look for other places.
When we do our licensed clinics, we don't... Do we offer spay and neuter?
No.
Well? So I wonder if we could talk to these guys, if they're mobile, to have them join up at our clinics. And
no, it would be great to sit down with them and just kind of see what they're...
Like, how easy is it for them to go move to a location and do a spay and neuter clinic?
Yeah.
That'd
be so good.
He's a Santa Cruz guy. Hang out a couple blocks from my house. Emergency services.
Hey, you gotta share.
That's his plan, huh?
Hey, you're close.
Yeah, we're close, yeah.
Yeah, let us know when we find out.
You know, stop in each city once a month or something. That'd be make it convenient. I think a lot more people might use it.
Yeah,
it's not inconvenient, but
yeah. But if you go
to the fairgrounds or at the fire station or somewhere,
yeah, anywhere that they're doing a licensing clinic, just have them come up as well. It'd be awesome.
Well, our licensing clinics are 2 hours, so he would definitely be longer than 2 hours.
Yeah.
One-stop shop, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even stuff like the adoption event.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to ask someone like that to come out, I think would be great.
No, that'd be awesome.
He might get more bargains for
it. I know.
We're like, we don't have anything quite like that around for that's affordable.
That's really all I have.
Anybody have any questions for Kirsten? Nope. All right. Go to number three. Financial report.
So these are the two reports that the accountant puts, well, runs off of Loris and just sends out. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I mean, if you look at the bottom lines, we're still on track, so. Good.
See any issues going through the rest of the year?
No, I don't. You'll see that there is an increase in licensing because we have been licensing cats.
How did your
current numbers?
I probably should have asked this during your staff report. How did your employee get together go?
It was good.
Feel like after having done that things are everybody was able to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good turnout, besides the rain was a little intense for a minute. Luckily, we have the pavilion. It's a nice place up there.
Yeah, it is.
All right, number four, looks like we have any reason for that. Public forum, does anybody have an item not on the agenda they'd like to speak to in the public? No? You?
Any public comment?
No. Just observing. All right. I guess that's it. Does anybody have anything else?
I'll just say my daughter's cat died. Sad. But she came to shelter and got another cat and had an awesome experience. So
okay.
I think we got a good one. So, but your staff was great and the cat had a cough or something like that, so they're taking care of that. But it's all... All in all, a very good experience. So
good. I like to hear that. That's what we strive for, good experience.
She said that they were busy that day. A lot of adoptions while they were sitting and waiting. So.
Was it on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursdays are crazy.
Okay.
Because everything comes back from spay and neuter.
Uh-huh.
And then adoptions go crazy Wednesdays and Thursdays, which is good.
I've got a question about weekends. So I saw a post, and maybe Carrie, you saw it too. I think it was on our community page, about a family that was kind of in a family emergency. It seemed like something had happened, a death in the family or an accident or something.
Oh.
And in the process, their pet had got turned into the shelter. And they were pretty anxious to be able to come and get it, but it was during the weekend. Do you know when an animal comes in over the weekend, do they just have to wait until Monday?
A lot of the time, yes. But I've had people reach out to me via email, or somebody will see a post, or even an officer will reach out and say, hey, this dog got picked up. And if it's an intake for something like that, I'm like, go grab it.
Come get it. So an officer, so somebody reaches out to an officer and says, this is the situation, we would love to be able to pick up our animal.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach out to you mm-hmm. or someone and they can come and get
make arrangements, yeah. And if we have people here cleaning, I mean, it's better for us to get them out anyway. Yeah. So we're like, hey, they'll meet you, watch for them.
Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next meeting?
Next meeting. Same place.
I was going to ask, do you guys remember what we are rotation as far as chairman goes?
You've been in it a lot longer than I ever was.
I just thought it was permanent.
Yeah,
I
too.
So I'm going to make a change in January. I would propose maybe the first of the year we do that.
Okay.
If you're okay to hang on.
Yeah, I know, I'm fine. I didn't want to steal the thunder if somebody else
no,
was.
No, I'm gonna put somebody else on the board in January, so that's okay. Probably maybe the most logical
okay.
time.
I know Rod's the co-chair, so he's supposed to be the chairman the next go-around.
When I did it, it was 2 years, and you've been in a lot longer than 2 years.
Yeah.
So
can you take Spillman, too?
You've probably done two terms.
You've been in as long as I've been in, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
so that's
your
three.
Up. His
that's
time's
3 years.
Was it?
I was before you.
Johnny was before.
Oh, that's right.
And so you took it after I did. And
it's probably been what,
I was
years?
Thinking about it driving down. I'm like, you're a good man.
No, it's been great. I don't have any complaints. I just,
yeah.
You know, I know we're supposed to rotate, but.
So I think it's your call when that happens.
Yeah, we can do it January. That's fine. So.
And then is it a 2 year? Should be a 2 year term?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a co-chair? Who's the co-chair?
Well,
He had one?
Santaquin is the co-chair. Officially, Rod Hurst is the co-chair.
So is it better to do it by organization rather than by individual so
well,
that if it does
hard,
change
Kevin,
out?
Because, like, when are you up for election again?
Next year.
So, yeah, so that kind of could throw a wrench into things.
Yeah.
And county changes, it seems like county changes once in a while, too. So... that's a great question.
So because
if you're elected in January and then not elected here in January
and then
you're
not
elected next year.
Yeah, you get somebody brand new that comes in from your city.
Yeah.
Do you just throw them right into it and say, hey, you guys rotated out and your guy was the chair, so now it's
yeah, if your city is doing it like you guys do as a council member, that does kind of make it a little bit harder.
I think that's why most cities have gone... You know, their police department, their ACOs and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I would say January. We should probably. So, we meet in November and then we'd meet
in
January.
So, let's just revisit it in November. And then
well, then in January, we would hold an election and nominations. And I guess you could do it in November, too.
And then just have an effective
January
1st.
And then have an effective
January 1st.
Yeah, I like that.
So,
yeah.
Maybe let's put that on the agenda for November, if that's okay with you.
November 12th is UCOPA Midwinter Conference.
It's what?
UCOPA Midwinter Conference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
is you guys going to be going for that?
Are you guys available on the 5th?
That's the first Tuesday.
It's election day. I don't think anybody votes on election day anymore, right? So I would be fine with that.
Depends on what's going on in the world that day.
I don't know that it's going to be election day that's going to be the problem. I think it's going to be that.
The results the next day.
Yeah, or the next day.
Any objection to the 5th?
No. Okay.
We'll do the 5th. Who's all up in January?
Do you say I'm going to make a change in January.
You're making a change.
I'm going to retire next year, so I'm going to make a change. In January. I just don't know what day yet, so I'm going to put him in January, and then he can run from there. So then if I leave on January 2nd, you have a guy.
John, we can't let you retire. No,
seriously.
You can still come.
You can come as a member of the public now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be his first priority.
Tag in 2025, right? January 2nd or
December 31st, somewhere there in between.
Well, he's going to leave in the end of October and just run out his vacation to then, right?
Oh, no, I want to be paid out for the vacation.
Oh,
I'm going to get sick in October. No, Phil Bringhurst will take my spot, so he'll start in January in here.
Okay. So. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.